KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it is 13 degrees here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, looking for a high of 43 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic, where you'll find personalized service from people you can count on at Rex Pharmacy. In the news this morning, a member of the Shelby County Board of Supervisors was found guilty of third-degree harassment on Thursday in Shelby County District Court. Southwest Iowa District Court Judge William T. Early found 62-year-old Delbert Hall Kirkman guilty of third-degree harassment in connection with a letter he sent to a Harlan teenager in hopes of changing what he saw as the teen's self-destructive behavior. Hall was fined $100 plus court costs and surcharges, which totaled $300. He had faced up to 30 days in jail and fines of up to $625. Hall is a member of the Shelby County Board of Supervisors and is up for re-election next year. His trial began on December 13th. A complaint filed with authorities alleged that Hulse had sent an anonymous letter to 16-year-old Austin Hess of Harlan. The teen received the unsigned letter on September 20th. Hess's mother, Diane, reported the letter to authorities after her son became upset over what was written in the note. Shelby County Sheriff Mark Harvey enlisted the help of the Audubon County Sheriff's Deputy, David Bean, in conducting an investigation into that incident. KJAN News Time is now 7:08.
Carol, can you tell me what is important when someone buys a camera from Rex Pharmacy?
Every customer is different. Some buy a camera for its zooming ability and some for its close-up shot. Others may want to purchase the camera for action shots or image stability. We could see 10 different people and there'd be 10 different ways that they'd want to use their cameras. I could match what they want with several different cameras that we have here in our store. But the most important is they buy a camera for their reasons.
Well, there are so many digital cameras out there. How do they know which one they want to buy?
Stop in at Rex Pharmacy and come see me. I'll walk you through the basic functions. After you've purchased and used your camera, come back and see me. I'll show you more things about your camera. Then you can use your camera to its fullest potential, and in return, you're a happy and satisfied customer. Along with that, you get quality pictures to share and save. Rex Pharmacy, personalized service from people you can count on.
Officials with the Atlantic Rotary Club donated $5,000 Tuesday to the Atlantic Fly Iowa Committee for their September 15, 2012 air show. Fly Iowa Chairman Gary Pellet says that the event is expected to draw quite a crowd to town, and he says the funds are going to help market the event and provide free entertainment for the attendees. Pellet also says the Iowa Aviation Promotion Group invited Atlantic to host the Fly Iowa event 2012 a few months ago. The event is aimed at promoting aviation and the Atlantic Municipal Airport. According to Pellet, there will be acrobatic pilots, hot air balloons, military aircrafts, and activities for children. He says, quote, "We hope families can come to Atlantic Airport and make a day of it," unquote. Several committee chairs have been appointed, but Pellet says there are still some gaps to be filled. Volunteers interested in helping the planning committee can contact the Atlantic Area Chamber at 243-3017. Pellet stressed that the event is going to take the community support and the enthusiasm of some for their local pilots to work. So far, he says the group thinks that things are falling into place, and he says, quote, that they hope that they make it a memorable day for everyone involved in the program, unquote. In addition to the Rotary funds, the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission granted the Fly Iowa Committee $10,000 for marketing man promotion. A man from central Iowa was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident Thursday morning in Guthrie County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, 36-year-old Joseph George of Altoona was transported to the Dallas County Hospital by Panora Rescue following the crash, which occurred just after 8 a.m. on a wet or frost-covered Highway 141 about 2 miles west of Jamaica. The patrol says George was traveling east on Highway 141 in a 2004 Ford Expedition when he lost control of the SUV, and on the slick roadway he slid. Witnesses say George passed them about 5 miles prior to the crash and was traveling too fast for conditions. The vehicle crossed the center line of the road and rolled onto its top. It was considered a total loss. Joseph George was cited for driving while license suspended, denied, canceled, or revoked, driving while barred, and also failure to maintain control. 5 centuries of fashion and films is on display this weekend in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. The exhibit, called Cut, Costume, and the Cinema, features nearly four dozen period costumes worn by a host of Hollywood greats. Nancy Lawson is curator for the exhibit at the Durham Museum in Omaha, which takes an in-depth look at the art of making costumes that set the scene and established the authenticity in periods in, or the period in that film era.
There are 43 costumes. These costumes are from Oscar-winning films, and if they didn't win, they were certainly nominated.
She went on to say that the Pirates of the Caribbean, Phantom of the Opera, and Sherlock Holmes were some of the films featured with those costumes.
Johnny Depp, Robert Downey Jr., Kate Winslet, Natalie Portman, Scarlett Johansson, Nicole Kidman, the list goes on and on.
Curators at the museum have to be very careful in transporting these costumes from exhibit to exhibit, as some are extremely fragile, Lawson says. One dress is almost 80 years old.
Vanessa Redgrave's beautiful beaded dress that she wore in Mrs. Dalloway. It's actually a real dress from the 1930s, so it's very, very delicate.
The exhibit will be open through the end of April. You can learn more at durhammuseum.org. Funeral services will be held in Sioux City for an American man who died in an accidental fall while climbing in a remote mountainous area in Lebanon. The body of 33-year-old John Redwine was found on December 30th. Christy Smith Funeral Home in Sioux City says Redwine's funeral will be held next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Grace United Methodist Church. Redwine was originally from Sioux City. His family says he had been living in Beirut and working in public relations and communications. Well, dreams of a white Christmas are hanging by a thread in the northern U.S. From New England to the Pacific Northwest, snowfall has been well below normal this season because of mild temperatures and wind that's bottled up cold air over Canada. Some places in the Northeast and upper Midwest might get the 1 inch that the National Weather Service requires to designate a white Christmas, but not much more. But the lack of snow is a blessing for people who don't like shoveling on it or driving in it. But it is a disappointment for skiers, snowmobilers, and other outdoor sports fans, and the businesses that depend on them. And as for us here in Iowa, as you can probably tell outside, we're going to get a brown Christmas instead of a white Christmas. And Cedar Rapids police have accused a man of drunken driving while he crashed his SUV 2 weeks ago, which injured his two children. Jack Hansen was charged Thursday with 2 counts of child endangerment causing serious injury and 2 counts of serious injury by motor vehicle. Police say he was taking his children home from a school program on December 8th when he lost control of the SUV and hit a tree. His 8-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son were injured in the incident. KJA News Time 7:15.
When you buy a camera from a big box store, you get a camera in a box. You don't get any information, education, or advice about using your camera. You just buy it, take it home, and wonder, now what do I do? At Rex Pharmacy, we consider buying a digital camera an important decision, and we'll take time to educate you on the features and applications of the models we carry. At Rex Pharmacy, we'll help you choose the right camera to do the things you want it to. We'll teach you to use it properly and make sure the camera is programmed and ready to start snapping. We want you to be able to capture those memories to last a lifetime. So don't just buy a camera in a box. Come to Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. Personalized service from people you can count on.
When you buy a Canon digital camera from Rex Pharmacy, you'll get the exclusive Canon Digic 3 image processor for superior image quality and vibrant colors and the Canon one-year limited warranty.
In our funeral announcements today, 64-year-old Ronald Rehfeldt of Oakland died on Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Funeral services for Ronald Rehfeldt will be held next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 100-year-old Lucine Dorothy Klein of Harlan died on Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Lucine Klein will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 81-year-old Lyle J. Stoberl of Stewart died on Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A funeral mass for Lyle Stoberl will be held on Tuesday at noon at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 94-year-old Catherine L. Clayton, a lifelong resident of Dexter, died on Wednesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Catherine Clayton will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 95-year-old Mervyn Schaff of Harlan died on December 16th at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Services for Mervyn Schaff will be held Friday on January 6th at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 93-year-old Anita Nelson of Greenfield died on Thursday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Anita Nelson will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marty Kinsey of Anita died on Friday at his home in Anita. Services for Marty Kinsey are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. And 75-year-old Beverly Jean Jones of Oakland died on Thursday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Cremation has taken place and there will be no services held at this time for Beverly Jones. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at news on KJAN, as the news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. For all your photography, electronic, cellular, and pharmacy needs, if you've got questions, they've got answers at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. I'm Brett Johnson reporting for KJAN News.